It's day two of OTAs here at Winter Park. I'm Mike Wobshaw, joined by NFL Network's Jeff Darlington, who makes an appearance. This is not a common thing for you. You're making a special appearance here at Winter Park. We're happy to have you, but what brings you here?
That's right. Well, you know, you never know if Adrian Peterson is going to show up or not, but no, it's good to get out here. I try to hit as many as I can, some of the OTAs, so was in D.C. for the Redskins yesterday and figured I'd pop out here and see what's going on.
You've been covering the NFL for quite a while, and now you're with the league's network. Talk about your career and how you got there.
I'm actually of the sports writer ilk. I come from that sort of pedigree. I was covering the Dolphins for 7 years for the Miami Herald, and then kind of bounced into the NFL.com role and then transitioned over to television.
Well, speaking of the Dolphins, we have a former Dolphin on our team. You probably didn't cover him when you were covering the Dolphins, but Mike Wallace is here, and he was one of our big additions this offseason. How do you think he will factor into Norv Turner's offense?
I do know a lot about Mike Wallace just because I covered him pretty extensively. I still live down in South Florida, and I can tell you that the speed is the real deal. I mean, this guy is as fast as advertised. And I think one of the things that that he struggled with last year with Ryan Tannehill was getting that deep ball timing right. And some want to pin that on Tannehill. Some want to say that it was due to the fact that the two guys didn't practice enough together. One thing I will say that I think could really help him here is Teddy Bridgewater's elusiveness and versatility outside the pocket. Tannehill also being very athletic, but I think one of the things that I saw from Tannehill connecting most often with Wallace was when he would get out of the pocket and just sling it down there. And I'd heard the same thing happen in Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger, when he would get outside and make things happen, that's when he would chuck it down there and just utilize that speed of Mike Wallace. Sometimes it's tough with speed like that for a quarterback to time it perfectly, and it's almost better off if you just chuck it down there and let him run after it, because I think that these quarterbacks just really, honestly, as much as we can tell them how fast Wallace is, they still underestimate the speed.
Yeah, and you don't really believe it until you see it out here, and you're right, the speed is the real deal.
It
but
really is, yeah.
Isn't that a funny thing about practice and OTAs? I mean, we're out here at OTAs, and they're trying to get precise and trying to be exact with details. Sometimes it's a matter of buying a few extra seconds and just throwing it downfield.
It is, and don't get me wrong, timing is going to be important, and I think that that's what's so important about these OTAs. Adrian Peterson not being out here, not nearly as important as Teddy Bridgewater and Mike Wallace working on those timing routes, because that is something that is so intricate, especially with someone of Wallace's speed. But you're right. I mean, improvisation is going to be a key part of their dynamic as well. So these are still important days to try to get on the same page.
The Vikings defense made huge strides last season in Mike Zimmer's first year, specifically in pass defense, where they were one of the worst in 2013 and improved quite a bit in 2014. What's the next step for the Vikings defense as a whole and for Mike Zimmer installing his program here?
Keep it going. So you pick up the first round pick with incredible speed that might actually rival Mike Wallace, amazingly enough. I think Wallace would say differently, but nonetheless, I mean, you're that was an improved pass defense last year. I mean, I think they were 31st in 2013 and jumped half the league. And that's what Mike Zimmer does so well. He does get that secondary working so well. So I think that'll continue. I mean, you've invested as an organization in that defensive backfield. They've got to continue to step up. That has to be a hugely important part of this defense. And under Zimmer, I think it will be.
What was your take on the PAT modification? I ask because we have Blair Walsh here, who's one of the better kickers in the NFL, in my opinion, and had a very solid day here at OTA number two, at least so far. How do you think that impacts the Vikings, Blair Walsh, and strategy across the league?
I think what's going to make it especially interesting is not necessarily the games that are played in a dome in a controlled environment, but toward the end of the year when you're in December playing in Green Bay or playing in Chicago or some of these outdoor environments where all of a sudden you're saying, that kick doesn't seem so easy right now. And it almost seems like in those conditions that the kick should be worth two and the two-point conversion should be worth one. So I think that that could have an impact. Early on, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. You look statistically, you're talking about 99% of the kicks are made from extra points before. Statistically, within the new range, you're talking about 94%. So not a huge difference for these kickers. I think the bigger question becomes when you're facing those tough elements, do you go for two or do you go for one?
For Vikings fans who want to follow your work, tell them how to do it. What are you going to be doing here from Winter Park, and how can they follow you on Twitter?
Yeah. First of all, Total Access, 7 p.m. each day, 6 p.m. actually, Minnesota time, on NFL Network. And then I'm on Twitter as well, at Jeff Darlington.
And we have our shades on. It's like we're in South Florida here today.
Yes, it is.
You're being spoiled.
It is a beautiful day here, so I'll take it,
for
sure.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.